I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever felt needed? Maybe someone came and asked you to help them set the table for dinner, help with the yard work, or help run an errand. You were most likely doing fine, but then the call came or the knock on the door, and you were drafted into helping. It is good to be needed, and it is good to be willing to lend a helping hand. In the second part of Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 25, we find that God was on the move. He was reaching people. The persecuted were fleeing, but as they fled, they were spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were telling others that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will be saved. Because Jesus died on the cross and then rose again from the dead, then appeared to the disciples and 500 other followers of Christ. Jesus was alive. Stephen testified to this and was killed. Then all persecution broke out. But God uses the difficulties we face to bring Him glory and honor by working through them. People responded to the gospel and believed. The church was being planted and started in Antioch. The Jerusalem church hears about all that is happening and sends Barnabas to go and strengthen the new believers in Antioch. Verse 23 states, "When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts." The church was growing, and Barnabas was busy, to say the least. His hands were full. A great number of people were brought to the Lord. Verse 24, he needed help. So he left Antioch and went to Tarsus, verse 25, to look for Saul. He was the one who was persecuting the church, but then the Lord Jesus showed up and Saul was stopped blinded in his tracks. Saul comes to believe in Jesus, and Jesus was preparing Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, to be his messenger to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially to the Gentiles. But Barnabas needed Saul's help now in Antioch. He finds Saul, brings him back to Antioch, and they begin to disciple the new believers. Antioch was the first place where the believers were called Christians. The work of the ministry and the church is not a one-person job. It takes all of us. And there are times when we need to be willing to ask for help. There are times when we are needed to volunteer and say, "Can I help?" Barnabas was not ego-driven, self-centered, or fame-focused. No. He was described by Luke as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, verse 24. We need to depend upon the Holy Spirit as we ask others for help. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit as we volunteer to help. Isn't it good to know that the Holy Spirit is also known as the Helper? John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27 states, "But when the Helper comes, that is, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father and whom I myself will send to you from the Father, he will speak plainly about me. And you yourselves will also speak plainly about me, for you have been with me from the first." Who can you help today in the church? Who can you ask to help you today in the church? As you do, lean in and lean on the Holy Spirit, who is God's helper to us. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.